Welcome to another power charged episode of Increase Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, the marketplace strategist. And today I'm on assignment to disrupt every self-sabotaging mindset that's keeping you broke, burnt out, and hidden. You've got the message, you've got the story. Now it's time to monetize it. Let's talk about how to stop playing small and start getting paid for what you know, who you are, and what you've been through. Let me say this clearly. Purpose does not mean poverty. You can love God and make money. You can serve people and charge premium prices. You can be anointed and abundant at the same time. Too many purpose-driven leaders have been conditioned to believe that if it's ministry, it must be free. But let me ask you this. Are your bills free? Is your website free? Is your coach free? Is your time free? Then why are you giving away the very thing God told you to steward? I need you to hear this. Your message is a mission, but it's also a business. I used to think charging for coaching made me selfish. I thought asking for payment meant I was money hungry. So what did I do? I discounted everything. Gave away hours, undervalued my brilliance, until one day I sat down, looked at my numbers, and realized I was broke, exhausted, frustrated. And God said to me loud and clear, "You're not being generous, you're being irresponsible with your gift." Whew! That's when everything shifted. I started putting structure behind my message. I built offers, created programs, packaged what I used to give away for free and positioned it to serve with value and profit. And the same people who said, "I can't afford it," at $97 were suddenly paying me $997 without blinking. Why? Because I started treating my message like a business, not a burden. Here's the mindset shift you need. You're not charging for your testimony. You're charging for the transformation you produce. You're not monetizing your story. You're monetizing your system, your process, your framework, your results. So stop letting guilt keep you grounded. You don't need to prove your humility by staying broke. Let's turn purpose into a profit plan. Create a paid masterclass. Take one topic you're known for, teach it for 60 to 90 minutes, charge $47 to $97, simple, impactful, scalable. Build a digital product, ebooks, checklists, guides, devotionals. Package your knowledge into something people can buy on autopilot. Launch a coaching or mentorship program, whether it's 4 weeks or 6 months. Walk people through the transformation you've lived. Offer a done-for-you service. Are you great at writing, editing, branding, speaking? Package it and price it like a pro. Secure speaking engagements, paid plus purposeful. Don't just preach, present. Don't just inspire, invoice. Stop undervaluing your brilliance. Here's what I want you to know. Your story was survival. Your strategy is income. That domestic violence you survived, that debt you overcame, that divorce you healed from, that business you built from the ground up, that's not just content, it's a curriculum. You don't need more time. You need to monetize what you already carry. And if you're saying, "Dr. V, I don't know where to start," let me help you. What question do people ask you most often? What problem are you always solving? What breakthrough did you get that others are still praying for? That's your starting point. Let's clear the air right now. You are allowed to charge. You are allowed to scale. You are allowed to prosper. You are allowed to own your lane. Jesus turned water into wine. Joseph ran the economy of Egypt. Lydia ran a business and hosted a revival. Don't tell me marketplace and ministry don't mix. They've always been aligned. You can sow in one room and sell in another. It's not greed, it's stewardship. Here's your monetize your message challenge. Identify one message you've been giving away for free. Build a simple offer around it, mini course, live class, or service. Set the price, set the launch date, post about it in 3 days or less, and don't you dare apologize for charging. Your increase is not a threat, it's a testimony. Listen, there's nothing noble about burnout. There's nothing holy about lack. There's nothing powerful about pretending you're okay when your bank account says otherwise. You are brilliant, you are bold, and you are worthy of being paid for the problems you solve. So stop playing small. The message didn't come to you just to bless you. It came to fund you. Now get up, launch the offer, and go get what's already been assigned to your name. That's it for this high impact episode of Increase Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, reminding you that your message is not a hobby, it's a movement. And movements are meant to fund mission. Subscribe, share, and meet me at increasemagazine.com/podcast for more tools to help you serve with profit and power. Until next time, may you increase unapologetically in every area of your life.